startups, antitrust context, and a stress test for the robotic scaling hypothesis. Two YCS26 companies surfaced in Thursday's feed. Prized is building a platform for non-engineering staff to create secure internal tools without writing code, with security-first positioning. The permission model is designed to prevent accidental data exposure structurally rather than relying on users understanding access control correctly. The HN thread included skepticism about how robust that claim is in practice, but the product is clearly aimed at the IT and security buyer rather than the end user. A smart framing, given that the failure mode companies fear from citizen developer platforms isn't a broken tool, but an inadvertently exposed database. The no-code and low-code market provides a useful entry point into antitrust context. Under the Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890, having a monopoly is not itself illegal. What Section 2 prohibits is acquiring or maintaining a monopoly through exclusionary conduct, behavior that suppresses competition without reflecting better products or lower prices. Courts define the relevant market before assessing market power. In the Microsoft case of 2000, which resulted in a finding of Section 2 violation, the relevant market was PC operating systems, where Microsoft held over 90% share, and the violation turned on specific conduct like tying Internet Explorer to Windows to foreclose browser competition. For a startup like Prized, the antitrust frame matters less directly than as structural context. Hyperscaler incumbents, including Microsoft's Power Platform, Salesforce, and ServiceNow, hold distribution advantages in adjacent spaces that create barriers for smaller entrants. A competitive challenge, though not a legal violation. A DuckDB paging blog post offered a practical engineering finding. When paginating through a large Parquet file, using the file row number virtual column is substantially faster than SQL offset, because offset requires scanning all preceding rows while file row number can skip directly to the relevant row group. A separate post proposed cryptographic URL signing as a mechanism for verifying both the origin and integrity of links in emails and documents, with HN commenters flagging adoption challenges given that the scheme requires both sender and destination to support the protocol. Low Tech Magazine contributed a piece on balcony awnings as passive solar cooling, a characteristically low-tech intervention the site argues is underrated relative to active cooling systems, and increasingly practical given rising urban summer temperatures. The day's most substantive analytical exercise was a stress test of the scaling hypothesis for physical AI, the claim embedded in the Gemini Robotics 2 narrative that large models trained on diverse data will naturally develop general physical intelligence when paired with appropriate hardware. Three specific failure conditions were identified. First, the physical world imposes feedback constraints that language does not. A robot's wrong movement can cause irreversible consequences, and training on video of robot demonstrations does not capture proprioceptive feedback, contact forces, or the full sensory state of the robot during the demonstration. Second, the assumption that intelligence generalizes across physical form factors is unproven. A model trained on bipedal locomotion data does not obviously transfer to a robotic arm on a fixed base. Third, robotics research benchmarks have a documented history of overfitting to demo conditions, making it difficult to assess true generalization from published results. The signal that would justify higher confidence by this analysis is sustained third-party performance evaluation with adversarial test conditions, and that has not yet appeared consistently in the literature.